Now, the federal government's multi-billion dollar education funding package is already facing stiff resistance from the New South Wales Liberal state government. The Prime Minister yesterday moved to quell a revolt from the Catholic sector by announcing an extra $4.5 billion will go to non-government schools. The new funding model will use parents' tax data rather than census information to calculate a school's wealth. But New South Wales is accusing the government of pitting public against private schools, and its education minister says he won't sign up to any deal that does not treat every school with fairness. Police in the US state of Maryland say three people have been killed and four others injured after a mass shooting at a pharmacy warehouse northwest of Baltimore. The suspect, a 26-year-old woman, has died in hospital after shooting herself. Authorities in Queensland are this morning installing a shark net in the Whitsundays after the second attack in the same area in 24 hours. A 12-year-old girl remains in a critical condition after being mauled by a shark in Sydd Harbour yesterday afternoon, suffering serious injuries to her leg. This comes after 46-year-old Tasmanian tourist Justine Barwick was attacked in the very same area on Wednesday. And there are fears more than 200 people have drowned after a ferry sank on Lake Victoria in northern Tanzania. 42 people are confirmed dead from a vessel that's believed to have had more than 400 people on board.